Faithful gifts of our listeners, let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully they're going to be the views of Robert Merritt for this next hour. And Robert Merritt is a fascinating gentleman. I called me recently, asked to come on the program. He told me I could check with Joyce Riley, for the background. I checked with Joyce. She said that, well, as long as he didn't get too out of line, she thought he was who he said he was. I interviewed him one time on certainly going into the background of some of the other issues that we face today on homosexuality, because Robert was gay. He's no longer gay. He's happily married. He's been happily married for some time and has nothing but certainly derogatory things to say about the homosexual lifestyle, which although he was a homosexual all of his life after being seduced repeatedly by Catholic priests who brought him into the homosexual lifestyle, why, of course, he's now happily married, heterosexual, and believes, of course, that you... This is a spiritual battle. He's become an evangelical Christian, and I've really enjoyed reading his book. And we have his book, found out about the Watergate scandal long before it ever occurred. He had a friend, a drag queen, who actually had been overhearing some conversations on a telephone where they were talking about the break-in and how this break-in was going to, into the Democratic headquarters, was going to bring down the Nixon presidency. And Richard Nixon had nothing to do with the Watergate break-in. The only thing he did was try to cover for some of his assistants who may have known something about it, but they probably did not have anything specifically to do about it. And Richard Nixon was set up. Why was Richard Nixon set up? Well, I believe that there were very, very powerful people behind this. I think there were powerful people who wanted Sidney Nelson Rockefeller to become president. And the plan was that Nelson Rockefeller would become suddenly the vice president. And then, of course, Richard Nixon would be done away with. And Nelson Rockefeller would become the president. And then, of course, when Richard Nixon was removed and he replaced himself with Ford, President Ford, while Nelson Rockefeller got to be vice president, they tried to kill President Ford. It didn't work. And so as a result, why, as Nelson Rockefeller said, I never wanted to be vice president of anything. And Nelson Rockefeller never got it to be president of the United States. But Richard Nixon was certainly embarrassed and humiliated and attacked by the media, totally without certainly justification. And if you read certainly what Robert Merritt wrote, he gives you the background because he was there. He knew what was going to happen ahead of time. The whole thing was handled to get rid of Richard Nixon, and he was simply a victim of a carefully planned program. So basically, I hope we can get Robert so that you can actually hear his part of the conversation. But Robert Merritt was actually hired by various government agencies to seduce congressmen, to seduce senators, to actually so that the government would have a hold on our duly elected representatives, and they would do what they were told. And, of course, he realized there was some force working behind the scenes. He never recognized it, but he knew there was a powerful force that really runs America. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it doesn't look like we're going to have Mr. Merritt with us, so it's going to be open lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And so we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about, because I don't have anything planned at all. But I was just simply talking about the book by Robert Merritt, and it happened titled Watergate Exposed, and certainly it points out that Richard Nixon was set up. And basically, of course, that we never really know. Robert Merritt didn't understand who was behind it. He wasn't even sure who he was working for. He worked for the FBI. He worked for a fellow named Carl Schuller, who was working with military intelligence, and probably was working with some other mysterious intelligence organization. And of course, it was pointed out that there really was one very, very powerful family working behind the scenes that seemed to be directing so much of what was going on and was responsible for Watergate. And of course, certainly Merritt thought that was the Kennedy family. I don't think it was. All Merritt recognized is that there were powerful forces working behind the scenes, and he was utilized by them. And of course, he was his job was to compromise congressmen and senators, and so that basically they would have something on them and they could use them anytime they wanted to. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Let's go to Rich calling from Seaside. Hi, Rich. How are we doing?
I'm doing great. I'd like to talk a little bit about the bilateral security agreement they're trying to sign for Afghanistan.
All right, fine. Well, what would you like to talk about? And this is the security agreement for Afghanistan. Go ahead.
Yep, it's the BS agreement, and Karzai is holding out on signing it for reasons that no one can quite figure out. But one of the American responses has been to dial back monetary aid. There's two things that are going on hand in hand. It's the bilateral agreement that's trying to be signed and a somewhat secretive accounting that's now taking place by the American government to determine what's being done with the most recent money that we're giving to cash. And I do want to emphasize when I say cash, it literally is $100 bill shrink wrap on pallet shipped directly to Afghanistan. And I think that's important because it's more easily transferable. Even though it's bulky, it can just spread about.
Well, basically you're saying that we're sending a lot of money over there, and we still, the Karzai will not sign. Now, Karzai is the president. Of course, Karzai is the president of Afghanistan, will not sign the agreement that we have. We certainly should be getting our troops out. In fact, we never should have gone into Afghanistan. Afghanistan had nothing whatsoever to do with the attack on the Twin Towers. This was all contrived. And now, of course, here we are, a dozen years later, trying to get out, and certainly we want them to certainly sign an agreement so that we can sort of really continue dominating Afghanistan. And Karzai doesn't want that. Supposedly, we're going to pull our troops out. We're still going to have our drone bases there. We're still going to have powerful intelligence agencies working within Afghanistan. And the Afghans want to get rid of us, and they should, and we should be get out of there. But you go right ahead. Certainly, all the money in the world is not going to suddenly get the Afghan people to want to have America telling them what to do and bribing their politicians. Go ahead, Rich. And my telephone number, incidentally, if you're out there across America and would like to call in with a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. All I can say is it's time to pull America's troops out of the rest of the world. We have an army to defend America, not to impose a global tyranny, not to build an empire throughout the world. Go ahead, Rich.
America's longest war. And how ironic that John Kerry, who in 1971 came back from Vietnam and spoke about the tragedy that Vietnam was and posed his now famous question, who wants to be the last person to die and the last American to die in Vietnam for obviously a war that was bygone? So now John Kerry what's his position on this now?
Well, I'll tell you what's wrong with him. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's fabulously wealthy, married to a fabulously wealthy woman. And basically, he's part of the ruling elite that wants to establish a world government under the control of this global elite. And basically, he simply is not the John Kerry, the idealistic who came back from Vietnam back in the 1970s.
Okay. I realize this tragedy can be beaten like a dead horse. I want to ask you a completely different question, see if you know the answer. I do not. Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein, wasn't there a law passed not long ago that term limitations, weren't there term limitations in place?
No, there's no term limitation for senators or for congressmen. There should be, but there's not. And basically, they ought to be there for one session, either one a session of the Senate or the most two. Certainly, probably in Congress for three sessions, that would be 6 years. And then they ought to go home instead of becoming professional politicians, the finest politicians money could buy. And you go, you get into Congress, you can make a lot of money, and you sell your influence. And if you don't think these people sell their influence, you're sadly mistaken. If they don't get the money themselves, their relatives get the money, and certainly they get the money so they can get reelected. Remember when Lyndon Johnson went to Congress in the 1950s, he from Texas, he was so poor, he had to actually borrow money for transportation to get to Washington, D.C. And when Lyndon Johnson returned to Texas after becoming the president of the United States, He was one of the wealthiest men in Texas, and he never held a job other than working for the government. That's how you get ahead, Rich. Unfortunately, we have the finest politicians in Washington, D.C. today that money could buy. And we have a totally corrupt system because these people do not represent the people. They represent the special interests who pay them off. And they do it in one way or another. Now, if you or I have inside knowledge as far as what's going to happen in the stock market, and we were to purchase stock or sell stock based upon the inside knowledge, we would go to prison. However, if you are a congressman and you have inside knowledge about what's going to happen and what Congress is going to do, and that's going to influence the stock, that's perfectly all right. Why is it all right for the congressman to make money for inside knowledge and not all right for you and I not to make money if we have inside knowledge? Why, they're members of Congress, and they're above the law, and they make the laws, and they're totally corrupt.
Do you have another caller waiting?
No, we don't, but our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. Did you have another question, Rich?
Farm subsidy bill.
I'm sorry, what?
I was thinking about that farm subsidy bill.
Uh-huh. The farm subsidy bill. Okay, go ahead.
There tends to be a lot of assistance to farmers in those bills that is always dubious. And again, it's just that whole line the pocket of your constituents so that they'll invest their money back into your reelection, and then that whole cycle keeps going.
That's the way the system works, unfortunately, Rich, and that's because we have turned our back on our traditions. We were to be a republic where the things that the federal government could do were to be limited. There were only a few things they could do, and there are only 18 things, according to certainly the Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, and all powers not specifically given in that section, Section 8 of Article 1, are to be reserved to the states and to the people. And the fact that the Congress is doing all the things they're doing, this is unconstitutional, but it's happened very, very slowly. Just a little here and a little there, because of course the people who really work behind the scenes want this to be a democracy. Why? So they can buy and sell the politicians. They're the ones who finance the politicians, and the politicians do what they want or told. And certainly if you get out of line, well, they'll come after you legally, and if you go along with them, you can do all sorts of things. You can become fabulously wealthy. Just don't rock the boat. And this is the great tragedy of what's going on today. We have to take America back. We have to let people understand that democracies always end up in despotism. We were a republic, we're a democracy today, and we're well on the way to despotism. Our number is 1-888-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. But that's what's going on, Rich, and I certainly share your concern. But I think we're moving into a terrible, terrible crisis. I think the economy is going to contract. I think millions of people are going to lose their jobs. The federal government is not going to have the money to continue certainly buying all the things that they can for the people. They're going to have to cut back on food stamps. They're going to have to cut back on Social Security and Medicare. And they're going to have to cut back certainly on the Obamacare situation. We're putting in $1 trillion a year more than we're actually taking in. You can't do that indefinitely. Go ahead, Rich.
We're not being protected by our own government. They are the biggest arms dealer in the world, again, and they, you know what, I'm actually getting called on another line, I apologize.
Okay, that's fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call, we'd love to hear from you.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's open lines. A regular guest isn't here, so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And if you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. But right now, of course, we have a Bruce calling in from Durand, Michigan. But before we do, I want to read again what Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, wrote in May of last year, May 11th of 2013. And remember, he's writing now. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. And this is what he wrote about the current crisis that we're facing. We are lurching from crisis to crisis, nearly going over the fiscal cliff, threatening not to pay our bills to our creditors, cutting much-needed investments in human and physical capital, stealing from our children, refusing to raise in or spend in, rein in spending for retirement and Medicare, and deducting people from abroad or, educating people from abroad who want to stay and contribute to this society and then refusing them the opportunity to do just that. Our public schools and many of our colleges and universities are not preparing young people for long-term unemployment and for a competitive global world. Our debt transfers is unsustainable. Unless something meaningful is done, it is a question of when, not if, a major economic crisis materializes. Our debt trajectory is unsustainable unless something meaningful is done. It is a question of when, not if, a major economic crisis materializes. And then he goes on to say that what we have is a major threat to our solvency. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is really very real. Let's go to Bruce calling from Durand. Hi, Bruce. How are we doing?
Okay, I wanted your opinion on these European bankers that are killing themselves. Is it three now or four?
Well, I know of two. There may be more, but I know there were two that had killed themselves. Well, basically, this is exactly what happened back in the 1929, 1932.
Boy.
And basically, these bankers, certainly, there's no way out. And the banks certainly are overextended, and this is certainly one of the things you do because, of course, you can be sent to prison for fiscal irresponsibility. And these are American bankers. I really believe that our banking system is about to collapse. And these are Americans, apparently over in Europe, but it doesn't really matter where they are, why the whole system is beginning to contract. I mean, if you read the, for instance, the Wall Street Journal, one day they'll tell you the banks are tightening down on their lending. The next day they'll tell you they're loosening up on the lending. And what are they doing? They're intentionally confusing us. But I will tell you that basically the banks are clamping down. They have got to. They can't continue lending. They know that. And basically, we're moving into a major financial contraction that is going to impact on everybody listening. The government is going to start cutting back on some of the government programs. And with that, people then are not going to be able to have the money to spend. As a result, while our stores will start shutting down, and with that, people will be thrown out of work, and you start this cascade of people losing jobs and less money to spend, and then more stores closing down. We've started the cycle, and it's not a matter of if, but when this whole house of cards comes down.
Yeah, I heard back in August, they expected a one-third or 33% adjustment, or, you know, when the stock market goes down from 1,500 to 1,000. I was listening to Alex Jones today. He had, I can't think of the guy. The guy that I've asked you about before has the World Affairs Brief. He said he only expected like a 20%.
World Affairs Brief is Joel Skousen.
Yeah, Joel Skousen. Okay. Alex had him on today.
Oh, wonderful.
He only expected a 20%. He only expected like a 20% adjustment, but I'd heard way back in August they expected it to go by a third.
Oh, so I think it'll go a third, or it may even go more than that. Yeah. We're just going to have to wait and see. None of us are clairvoyant, but I will tell you that when Richard Haass, the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, a member of the Trilateral Commission, sounds like we do, we know we're in trouble. And basically, we know what they're doing. This whole thing is manipulated. And the major banks are cutting back on lending. They can't continue doing what we're doing. They're overextended. I think we're in for some terrible, terrible times. And so it's just a matter not of, of if, but when this whole thing comes down. Anything else, Bruce?
I just wonder, could these suicides, I read three.
Well, maybe there are three. And maybe,
could it be personal?
I think they're going to be a lot more before this thing goes.
You think it is not personal? You think it is something else?
No, I really believe that this may very well be that these people are just desperate. They're on the way out. Hold on a moment.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Doris Lyle. Most of you now know why so many people are working that miracles himself really is a miracle. Miracles and products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops.
chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we have Carol calling from the great state of Washington. She's pointing out that certainly we're going to have a series of blood moons. There are going to be four of them next two years, and we're actually going to be doing a program on this, I believe, next Tuesday evening. A fellow named Mike Biltz, is going to be talking on that. We're being talking on his book. And Carol's pointing out that certainly we're going to have this April 15th, and we're going to have certainly our taxes are going to be due, and there are going to be several other things happening at that time. And Carol is concerned by the spiritual significance of the blood moons, and basically their full lunar eclipses, and they occurring on Passover. Well, all I can tell you, Carol, is we're going to have to wait and see. I share your concern. I think that when we talk about what's going on politically and economically, we often ignore what's happening spiritually and believe God still does a rule in the affairs of men. We're living in exciting times. Isn't it wonderful to know the Lord?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Well, anyway, God bless you. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Certainly, and you want to be listening next week. I'm not sure which evening Mike Biltz will be with us, but we'll be talking about the blood moons.
Oh, yeah, I sure will be.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless. Okay, fine. Let's go to Dee, who's calling from Post Falls, Montana. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Dee, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do have a question. That's actually Post Falls, Idaho, although it feels like Montana. We're due for single-digit temperatures and more global warming incoming in the white form.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
The question would be, in a little less than 3.5 hours, we're due to get a new emperor, or shall I say empress, of the world monetary system, and arguably the Fed chairman is the most powerful element of shadow government.
You're speaking about Miss Yellen, yes.
Speaking of Miss Yellen, yes. And I was just wondering, Dr. Stan, hypothetically, if you were a member of the Senate like Rand Paul, what would you do about the Fed?
I would do away with the Fed. I would do everything I could. We do not want a central bank. I would have the federal government issue the money, and there would be not interest on it. You see, basically, if the government interest releases the money, we don't have to charge interest. When we curse have the central bank issue the money, why they charge interest and we not have to borrow money from them, we have to pay interest on it, and they can massively expand the monetary system as they have and create a chaotic situation, which they have, and basically, if I were a United States senator, I would do away with that, and I would do everything I could to return to a sound monetary system instead of this contrived monetary system that we have today. Basically, Andrew Jackson did away with the central bank in 1830, as I remember, 1834 or 1835, and we didn't have a central bank until 1913, and we prospered greatly. If we persist the way we're going, the central bank will destroy our monetary system and our freedom. Anything else, Dee?
I'm reminded of the Harry Brown quote. He was referring to the IRS, but he says, throw it away and replace it with nothing. And certainly that would be the way to handle the Fed. But with regards to money creation, I don't think it can be any longer argued that barter could work in an internet sense. I mean, we have already virtual currency in the form of Bitcoin. Why couldn't legal tender laws be amended such that states could accept for all debts, public and private, commodities such as gold, silver, copper, even oil or BTUs?
Because it would be very hard for me to go to the grocery store and take in suddenly oil or BTUs. No, you need a currency, and basically it can be issued by the states. But we would be far better, I think, if it were issued by the federal government that could be used in every state. Remember, if they issued a currency in Idaho, it would suddenly would be difficult to use in California. No, there's nothing wrong, but the federal government should issue certainly the currency. And it should be non-interest bearing. Okay?
Yeah, I think the key word there might be decentralization. Thanks a lot. Have a good evening.
God bless, and thank you so much. And let's go quickly to, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We have Dave calling from Central New York. So if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. Hi, Dave from Central New York.
Hi, Dr. Stan. A friend of mine, Bob in Alcoa, Tennessee, is sending me a DVD coming from England from a Dr. Judy Wood. Have you ever heard of her?
Yes, I have, but I think that she's actually American. I think that's probably an American film that went over to England and came back again.
Okay, well, they're evidently producing or something from over there. But it's where did the towers go on 9/11? Have you seen or heard about that one?
No, well, you tell me about it.
Well, I can't tell you because I haven't got it yet.
Okay, fine. Well, basically, of course, as I read, the whole thing is that what happened on September 11, 2001 was phony. This was controlled demolition. And if anybody has any question on that, I would simply ask them to go up on the internet and look at Building 7 come down. And what do you see? Well, first of all, for no reason at all, they've got about a half dozen cameras focused on building number 7. Why would they have all these cameras focused on building number 7 at 5:20 in the evening? But then, of course, as you notice, what happens is the center of the roof caves in first, and it forms a V. And that, of course, is what you do with the controlled demolition, so the walls will fall in. Look at the center of the roof. What you do is you take out the central supports, then the walls start to fall in as you take out the base of the building, and that's exactly what happened. Building 7 is a controlled demolition. I have a 4-CD set called Why Do the Buildings Come Down? I interview a gentleman who was there the day after the collapse of building number 7. His job was to clean up demolition. He did this all over the country, and I asked him, do you think it was a controlled demolition? He said he was 99% certain it was a controlled demolition. He should know, he's an expert. I talked to a gentleman. We have an interview with him. He was in Building 7 that morning. Most of the people had evacuated, but he went there to the emergency center. And when they tried to get out, why, there were all sorts of explosions. There were explosions in the stairwell. When you have a fire in a country, you don't, in a building, you don't have explosions. There's no question that was a controlled demolition. And if you haven't actually seen the wonderful films that Richard Gates has put out on the buildings, why we do carry them, he actually has a group of about almost 2,000 architects and engineers who signed a petition saying we need to have an independent evaluation because, of course, we've not been told the truth. So basically, that's what it's all about. And people need to understand that we're being lied to. They killed those people there, just like they left our boys at Pearl Harbor. You know, he's only in 1941 to be killed so we could get into a war with Japan. They killed those people on September 11, 2001, because they wanted an excuse to go to war. The hijackers, there were 19 of them. 15 of them came from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabians financed this whole thing. So we go to war with Afghanistan. That doesn't make any sense any more than the fact that if you go up on the internet and you type in 6 9/11 hijackers living in Middle East, you'll find that 6 of the hijackers came back to life and are living and well in the Middle East. We've been lied to, Dave. We've been lied to. They killed those people that day. I don't know who is responsible for it, but somebody in the intelligence agencies, and they have to be held responsible because there's no statute of limitation on murder.
Dr. Stan, how long do you think before this may come out as to who did it and the people behind it?
It's not going to come out unless the people demand an independent examination, and they're not going to demand until something major comes. I think we're going to have some dramatic changes in America in the coming weeks and months, and I just hope that more Americans are going to take a second look at what's going on. All we can do is try to recruit more people and get them talking to other people. And when the vast majority of the American people understand that we have a small group that controls this country, and they killed those people, they're responsible for it, they murdered them, why at that point we're going to probably, hopefully, get justice. But basically, until the American people turn back to God, I don't think God is going to heal our nation. If we don't have a revival, America is not going to survive. This is a spiritual battle being fought on a political battlefield, and I think what happened on September 11th was a reflection of the demonic forces working within America today.
Dr. Stan, I'm wondering on these steel beams, any DVDs or engineers you've talked to, has anybody explained how they get pulverized, powderized?
Well, basically, they use a special cutting agent on them, and certainly there's a number of DVDs. We have Richard Gates, and you can get the Richard Gage, I believe it is. Richard Gage has them. We have the DVDs. They go into great detail, and they're special types of chemicals that'll just cut through steel, like certainly a knife cuts through hot butter, or a hot knife cuts through butter. And that's exactly what they did. How they did it, I don't know. But we do know that he has over almost 2,000 architects and engineers who've signed a petition saying we need an independent evaluation, examination, and we need to just keep talking and talking and talking about it. I agree with you. They murdered those people, and there is no statute of limitation on murder. Anything else, Dave?
One other thing, Dr. Stan, I heard from Watchman's Cry the other night, Nathan Leal, I heard him speak on WatchmansCry.com. He spoke when he was speaking about Obama and some other things. He talked a while about Obama, and he said Obama is just a Roach Motel for demons. That's what he said.
Well, that's not very flattering, but I wouldn't disagree with him.
Not.
But basically, Obama is simply a front. The people control him, and as you've heard me speak, more suddenly Susan Rice is one of his controllers. There's another woman who controls him. And basically, there are a couple of women who tell him exactly what to do. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We do have another caller. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, sir, Dr. Stan.
Oh,
thank you.
God bless. Okay, thanks for calling. Let's go to Dale, who's calling from Aptos. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Dale, how are we doing?
Good. Good to hear your voice. You sound in good health.
Well, I am in good health. I'm very, very fortunate. I'll be 85 here in just a couple of weeks, and I think God is keeping me here for a purpose. I just hope I can fulfill what I'm supposed to.
Amen, brother. So I just wanted to go over a couple things. I mean, I could spend a lot of time, I'm sure you could imagine, on this upcoming Olympiad. And the occultic connections that are associated with it, no less than your what you refer to as your Brotherhood of Darkness. But I was over there. I lived over there in Sochi from 2006 to 2010, as you may recall. And I saw a lot of things, certainly when you're in the only American in a Russian city such as that. A lot of doors open up and you get contact with people that you otherwise would never have access to. And I helped a little bit with the planning of it. But as things progressed, I was seeing a lot of changes where the nomenclatura was stepping in and they were handily sweeping me aside. That doesn't discount the understanding of what I did investigating, how this whole thing, this unfathomable event came about, that Sochi was elected as the host city for the 2014 Olympics. And anybody in your audience, they could get a little head start on understanding the occultic nature of what's going on. And this even connects with what you speak about with the brother of, the New Order of the Barbarians. You people need to get that. You need to order it from Radio Liberty and listen to it several times.
That is, of course, a 4-CD set, The New Order of the Barbarians. Yes, I think that. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the occult background, the occult symbology of what's going on in Sochi? How is the occult manifest in the planning and what's taking place there?
Well, there's a man that he picked apart the London Olympics, and he was a graphic designer. I may have mentioned him to you. His name is Rick Clay, that's spelled R-I-K-C-L-A-Y, and I ask your audience to take a look at the information that he uncovered, and from what I understand, it goes back into the ancient occultic religion, principally Horus, Isis, and, well, right back down to this Brotherhood of Darkness, and when we recall... Some people recall they have a voting session on who becomes the host city for an Olympiad. And I can tell you, Russia, they weren't really even on the list per se, but I knew something was up when Putin loaded up the largest airplane in the world that they have with all sorts. They had a skating rink and all sorts of things they were laying out in Guatemala City, which is where they hold the vote, who's going to host an Olympiad. And I knew something was up because who called up Putin while he was on his way to Guatemala but the Bushes? And anybody can look this up. They can look up Putin, Bush, Kenny Bunkford, and Putin he was on his way to the Olympics to convince the voters, the delegates, to vote for his country. So the Bushes called him last second. Oh, come on over. Oh, come on over. And he's going, no, I'm on my way to Guatemala. No, come on over for a visit.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Dale.
Okay, and what they did was Putin, he went to visit the Bushes. And there's pictures of him on the internet fishing with them. And basically what they told him, nothing to worry about here. Everything's going to be okay. But Putin was still worried. And sure enough, they got the slot despite the ridiculous unpreparedness of Russia and the city of Sochi that I lived in for 4 years.
What did you do over in Sochi for 4 years, Dale?
My first job was a television producer. I had my own TV show.
Well, that thought, what did you speak in English or Russian? Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Take care.
This is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-888-1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, you can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and our newsletter. But you can also help us by, Sydney, getting the four CD sets and the DVDs and the videos and the books that we offer. And basically, we have a great book. It's called A Meltdown. It's written by Tom Moore. Anyway, it's just called Meltdown, and Thomas Wood has wrote it. And basically, it goes into the background of what's happening financially. You need to understand, he's written two books. One's called Blowback. The other's called A Meltdown, and you need to know what's going on, and you need to make your preparations for that. So we have a four-CD set on the Federal Reserve System. So, and then we carry, of course, that wonderful book by Ed Griffin, The Creature from Jekyll Island, which gives you the whole background of the fraudulent Federal Reserve System. So if you want to know, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You can get Meltdown. You can get Blowback. You can get the four CD set or tape set on the Federal Reserve System. And then you can get the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, and of course this helps Radio Liberty. But more than that, it will help you to begin to understand what's going on and to prepare for the very difficult period that's coming down the line. Now, basically, of course, another thing you can do is to get your health products through Radio Liberty. And basically, most people do not have adequate intake of magnesium and iodine and vitamin D3 and the flavonoids like curcumin. And we carry these and many other things. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. During the winter time, you probably would want to take a supplement like the immune support, which is made up of beta-glucans that basically come from mushrooms, and they stimulate your immune system. When you start to come down with a cold or flu, and you should have this on hand ahead of time, Allobiotics, Sydney, is an oil of oregano, oil of elderberry, oil of garlic, and other products. And then, of course, we ordinarily take two of those every 4 hours along with a vitamin D3, 5,000 units. And you take that every 4 hours until your flu begins to respond. And basically, as you know, I do talk radio. I've been doing it for well over 20 years. I've never missed one day from behind the microphone because of the flu or because of a cold, because I've always used the vitamin D3 and the allobiotic, not antibiotic, but allobiotic. And you need to have a supply on hand, that waiting for something to happen. And then when it does, you've got them and you can take them. And you should be taking the D3 anyway, but you'll want to take supplementary D3 when you start to come down with the flu. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we hope that many of you will consider getting your Miracle 2 products from us. And we wouldn't get by without the gel or the soap, and we use them regularly. If you need any supplement, Berkey products, or certainly the Berkey water filters or other products, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty on a regular basis financially, we could certainly use your help. And if you're not in a position, and we know many people are having difficulty, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our protection. And we'll be back in just a moment here for the next hour.
Let us swear allegiance . Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America. from the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean, white with cold. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you through the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg, who's certainly one of our favorite guests. He's with us every week at this time. And William, for many years, was the senior editor of the New American Magazine. For a time, he worked for Republic Magazine. And then, of course, he certainly is a prolific writer. He's written a number of books. He writes regularly, and you can get him at lourockwell.com. He writes the newsletter for Radio Liberty on a monthly basis, and we always look forward to his newsletter. And incidentally, our recent newsletter will be going out. If you are a subscriber, while you'll be getting it the first of the week, you can always get it. Of course, you can order it certainly by email. We'd be glad to send it to you by email. You can get it certainly, or we can mail it to you if you'd like, and you can join the Radio Liberty family and get the four best CDs of the month, or just get the newsletter. But it's written by William Grigg. It's always insightful, always interesting things. And of course, William has a unique, certainly is not selling anywhere near as many cars, and is having to suddenly cut back on production. But you get down into countries like certainly Italy, where you have a 12% unemployment rate, but you get into Spain and into Greece, you're talking certainly in Spain 25% unemployment in adults, in Greece 27% unemployment. You get certainly into the young people, say the 18 to 28, you're talking about 50-55% unemployment. And basically, of course, the only thing that's keeping these countries afloat is massive loans from the European Central Bank. And the European Central Bank is getting the money to loan from the Federal Reserve System. And the Federal Reserve is beginning to run out of money to lend. So right now, let's get to William. Hi, William. What are we going to be talking about this evening?
Dr. Stan, what you were talking about just a second ago with respect to the parlous financial condition of the entire world is part of what I see as sort of an apocalyptic convergence of events. You have currencies failing all around the world. Of course, Argentina is facing another currency collapse. You mentioned the German banking system. The Bundesbank has been floating the idea of seizing bank accounts the way that we saw in Cyprus. And of course, Germany, as you mentioned, was the putative powerhouse of the Eurozone. It was keeping afloat all the nations of the global south, Spain, forgive me, in the southern part of the Eurozone. Spain and Portugal and Cyprus. Cyprus was forced to go into confiscation mode because of the terms being dictated by the Bundesbank. Now they're talking about doing the same thing in Germany. And we have the Federal Reserve here in the United States.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available.
Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and William is certainly talking about certainly what's going on throughout the world, that China has certainly built up a massive debt of about $23 trillion. They've created all this money. It's out there, but of course, basically, there's nothing behind it. And basically, of course, when you create a mammoth bubble, why, bubbles have a way of popping. And of course, if the that $23 trillion bubble collapses, why, it's going to have implications all throughout the world. And because a lot of that money is coming over the United States and buying up our factories, certainly buying up homes, buying up building blocks. A lot of Chinese, realizing there are going to be complications in China, are coming to the United States and building homes and buying property here. We have a tremendous influx of the Chinese with fabulous amounts of wealth. And of course, this is having an impact on our society. But as China begins to cut back and that money is no longer available, then it will begin to contract our monetary supply. They keep telling us how well we're doing. Our gross domestic product is doing so well. But remember, the gross domestic product, as they reported, reflects, of course, the inflation rate. And they tell us that we have an inflation rate of 1 or 2%. And they're simply lying, actually. The inflation rate is probably 6 or 8% at the present time. If you go to the grocery store, you'll know that. Which means, actually, that our gross domestic product is negative, not positive. And basically, we're going behind probably 3 or 4%. They're simply, the old adage is, figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they're well paid for by the government for deceiving the American people. I think we're on the verge of some dramatic and terrifying changes in our economic structure. Go right ahead, William.
Well, you mentioned what's going on with China beginning to arrive here in the United States and buy up property, real property and commercial property. Detroit is a moonscape economically in that it's an irresistible buying situation for a lot of Chinese investors. A lot of what's going on by way of what modest growth there is in the economic situation. Detroit is largely a reflection of investment by China. And that's the sort of thing that the Federal Reserve was actually talking about, and that Bernanke was talking about 10, 11, 12 years ago, how the Federal Reserve would create inflation and then use this inflation as a way of funding purchases of every variety, up to and including raw undeveloped land. And what's happening, I think, is that the Bernanke strategy is actually being carried out by China. But that's one example of what's going on in the economic circumstances that confront us. It's really quite interesting and very unsettling. Just a couple of days ago, it might have been yesterday, I heard a report that the calculated growth of the GDP for last year is 1.2%. If that were true, and of course, as you say, Dr. Stan, it's not. We've got a series of official figures that are entirely propagandistic. But even if that were true, that's not a recovery by any sense of the expression, because that's within the margin of error. But we've seen negative growth, which is to say a contraction of the economy, once people take into account what's going on in terms of actual productivity as opposed to what's going on by way of arbitrage, some of the other dark arts of investment. But before the break, I was talking about the fact that I love how there are displays in the natural world that illustrate that we don't ultimately control things. One of those spectacles is a thunderstorm. I will sit and watch thunderstorms with a sense of wonder because it illustrates so powerful because they had 1.5 or 2 inches of snow, and the immensely self-satisfied, lethargic, and complacent municipal authorities in Atlanta were feeding themselves at a banquet while people were being abandoned on the interstate because the roads were not navigable. You had hundreds of thousands of people who were in danger of starving. You could starve to death while you're waiting for the roads to clear, or freezing to death. And yet of all the unlikely, well, not unlikely, of all the unexpected people, according to the Bien Pensant, you had a Chick-fil-A restaurant. This is a story I quite like. Chick-fil-A was much maligned because their owner, the owner of that franchise, is a practicing Christian with conventional biblical views about morality and marriage in particular. But you had a manager of a Chick-fil-A restaurant with his employees, because they couldn't go home on the road, go back to their restaurant and simply cook all the available food and give it out free to stranded motorists. And this got very little attention. There's a wonderful story about a neurosurgeon who walked 6 miles in snow and ice-covered roads in order to perform emergency surgery. I did so in defiance of the instructions that had been given by public safety officials because there was a life to save. He had all kinds of wonderful stories about people spontaneously reaching out to help each other. And at the same time, you had the complete paralysis of the government structures in and around Atlanta and the state of Georgia in general. You have similar stories in Alabama and elsewhere in the South. That, of course, is something that I find very heartening. It's a testament to the resilient decency that has been inscribed on our hearts by our Creator. People will find a way to help each other if they're given the opportunity. So I take some solace in that, while at the same time finding myself wondering just how bad are things going to get when something over which we do have control malfunctions. They couldn't control the weather, but because of the aggregate of the bad decisions that have been made politically, there are going to be, I'm convinced, problems with the infrastructure breaking down. There's likely to be isolated, very bad brownouts or shortages of the power grid. You're likely to find disruptions in the benefits, the electronic transfers that fund benefits. We've had limited examples of that last fall. What happens when you have, say, a blackout or you have a sudden disruption in the electronic benefits transfer system and suddenly people can't go to the grocery store and buy their food with the SNAP benefits? They're getting the food stamps. The WIC checks don't arrive. What happens when you have that type of a circumstance? I'm really not looking forward to that, and I'm convinced we're going to have difficulties of that sort this coming year. And I think that you have to juxtapose these wonderful vignettes of applied compassion and charitable outreach that we saw in the blizzard in Atlanta and also some of the situations in Alabama. You have to juxtapose that with what we saw at the retail outlets on Black Friday after Thanksgiving last November, where people were manipulated into this incredibly gathering swine-type rush for what they were told were bargains, which are not bargains. Of course, you take a look at the actual prices, you'd be better off buying closer to the Christmas holiday when markdowns occur. But that inflate the prices just before Black Friday, then they reduce the price by a fraction of what they'd inflated it, and then that unleashed the herds of consumers at these various retail stores. And those spectacles, of course, have become sort of a perennial thing, and they show that there is another side to human nature. There's the fallen aspect of human nature that comes to the fore. So what happens when you have a sudden hiccup in the retail supply chain or a sudden glitch in a system that's providing people who are living paycheck to paycheck. That's another item that was in the news just yesterday, how the majority of American households are living literally paycheck to paycheck. And we have, of course, an unprecedented number of people on food stamps and other forms of public assistance. They're living not merely paycheck to paycheck. They're living month to month, benefit check to benefit check. So if there's a disruption in their just-in-time benefit system, what happens when you have a population of several million people suddenly left staring down the barrel of no benefits and nothing in the pantry and a large group of people to feed? And that sort of thing, I think, congealed to ugliness really quickly. We're likely to see that this year. And this, once again, is a case of reality asserting itself. You can only defer it for so long, because eventually you're going to be left with the ineluctable consequences, the choices that have been made. And as a society, we've been lured into making some incredibly bad choices. Our priorities are thoroughly skewed. They're just as materialistic as the dialectical materialism of the old Soviet Union, albeit materialistic in a rather different sense. And ironically enough, I find myself almost sort of kind of quasi-sympathizing with some element of what Vladimir Putin said recently. Vladimir Putin, of course, is a horrible person. He's a veteran of the KGB. He's been involved in mass murder and all kinds of treachery and intrigue and crime. But when he gave an admittedly propagandistic speech a couple of days ago, talking about how America has become the godless society that the Soviet Union used to be, Vladimir Putin was telling the truth. Even the devil can cite scripture to his purpose, as Shakespeare wrote. And even Vladimir Putin can occasionally tell the truth. I've read about this and reflected on the irony that in Russia right now, because you've had generations of aggressive collectivism and aggressive secularization of that society, there's a rising generation that has antibodies, if you will, against the type of affliction to which the United States is succumbing. You know, we've been led to believe our press would start to believe our own propaganda about our own magnificence, And that, of course, is a very dangerous form of idolatry. Ultimately, all idolatry is self-worship. That's something you read about in the book of Isaiah and the book of Jeremiah. It's all worshiping yourself in the guise of worshiping the creation of your own hands. But we've really made an idol or a fetish out of ourselves and out of our own society. And when a society becomes that self-enraptured, becomes blind to reality, and then reality comes along and slaps it in the face good and hard, and I think we're going to be slapped around quite a bit this year. And I'm not looking forward to it, but I don't see how we can avoid it.
Well, I would certainly agree with you. And when we hear, certainly, Vladimir Putin speaking out against homosexuality, and then we hear our president, certainly, suddenly praising homosexuality and sending homosexual observers over to the Olympics when Putin has said they don't want them there, well, it seems like the whole world has gone mad. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. William is just talking about the general moral depravity and the destruction of the of various things here in America. One of them is the grannies, and certainly how certainly at one time the grannies honored certainly perfection and tradition and, certainly music that was uplifting and stimulating and righteous. And now, of course, the music that is being utilized to certainly promote the progressive sexual degradation and the destruction of the sensibility of our people. The grannies represent everything that is bad and wrong in our society. But go right ahead, William.
Should point out that I have a really good friend of mine. He played drums in my high school band who has won a Grammy. He won a Grammy several years ago as a sound engineer for a live performance. And I have a good friend who was nominated this year for a Grammy, superb guitar player, internationally renowned guitar instructor. I had known him when I was at Utah State University. I knew him. I knew his father. I was in the same program with him. A few years younger than I am. He was nominated for a Grammy this year. Neither of my two friends, I think, are the sort of people who would be comfortable in the company of the people who were disporting themselves on stage at the Grammys this year. And I found myself wondering how my friends Trent and Corey would feel about the honor that had been paid them by respectively being awarded a Grammy or being nominated for a Grammy, and how the debasement of that award must strike them as a real sense of personal sorrow, give them a real sense of personal sorrow, be a source of misgivings on their part, because they're not the sort of people, once again, to be comfortable in the company of, well, unfortunately, Beyonce and her husband, Jay-Z. This is just a really interesting spectacle that started out, from what I understand, the Grammy Awards this year started out with what they called a mass same-sex wedding presided over by Queen Latifah, who, according to the publicity materials I've read, is an actress of some sort. And this was done as a burlesque of the institution of marriage. It was done by way of a conscious, conspicuous act of contemptuous defiance for the sensibilities and the moral values of most of the people who were the entertainment-consuming public. I understand that was not simulcast. That was not broadcast live, but that was part of the event. You had Beyonce and her husband Jay-Z in a display. I have seen most of that video clip, unfortunately, and it was something that was worse than burlesque. It really was a remarkable sight where you have the two wealthiest people in contemporary entertainment on stage acting out what I would consider to be sort of a bestial level charade or caricature of the acts of marital intimacy. They're a married couple, and that's the sort of thing that you just don't do for public consumption. You have any respect for your spouse, any respect for the institution, any respect for yourself, you don't do this. And as a husband, I certainly would not behave that way toward my wife that Jay-Z behaved toward Beyonce. He was, to use the vulgar but appropriate colloquial term, pimping his wife for the purpose of stimulating the prurient interests of an easily manipulated audience there at the Staples Center, and presumably the considerable part of the audience was watching live on television.
Well, you know, as I see these things, William, and I think of God, and I wonder, you know, when is God going to take action against America? It's not a matter of if God is going to take action against America, but it is a matter of when. And as my wife has said, you know, have we forgotten what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah? And basically the attitude towards homosexuality, the attitude towards heterosexuality, total sexual depravity. And God did intervene. He intervened then, and I believe he's going to intervene again. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice is not going to sleep forever. Go right ahead.
It's interesting. According to Jewish tradition, this is something I shared in the newsletter a few months ago, the cities of the plain, the most prominent and well-remembered being Sodom and Gomorrah, were not merely surrendered to every manner of debauchery, but they were ruled by incredibly vicious, misanthropic political cliques that actively discouraged or actually punished private acts of charity. And that's something else that I find as a leading cultural indicator of our decline. The number of stories I've read about municipal governments actually punishing people who tried to feed the homeless or reach out through private charity and minister to the afflicted, that's the obverse of the type of materialism that leads to large, prominent displays of aggressive sexual immorality, is this active contempt for those who are trying to do what God bids them to do in terms of serving each other. We're seeing that reach a critical stage in our cultural decline here in the United States, too. And I think that's an example of God letting us revel in our own immorality and our own debauchery. That's a very important aspect of the whole story, I think.
Well, I think it is as well, and I think it's going to be a matter not of if, but when. Why we see God's hand, people don't think much about God, but they're really going to have to, and one of these days they're going to be forced to.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
Many of people today about what's going on, commenting that there was a woman who'd had a child with Down's disease. And even though this is a terrible tragedy for the family, the woman was basically pointing out that the child, her child, was an emblem of God, and certainly that God certainly was in the child with Down's disease, as with everything, and what God has created should be honored. Well, one of the people on the other side, somebody who was violently pro-choice, had said furious with the remarks by this Christian mother talking about how we'd want to rip the uterus out of this woman for daring to comment that suddenly her child with Down's disease suddenly bore the mark of God and was a creation of God. And of course, it is this anger, this hostility, this brutality on the part of people who've turned against God that is the part of what's going on today. We're involved in a spiritual battle for the hearts of men and the souls of men and women. And basically, of course, there are people on the other side who have an intense hatred of everything that is good and worthwhile and noble in the world. And these people really would, if they had the opportunity, do everything they could to destroy those of us who are Christians and who look to our Lord for his guidance. William, you go right ahead.
I would add to that, and I consider that to be a completely correct assessment, that the type of people we're talking about are not garden variety liberals, garden variety progressives. These are the type of people who turn on their own with equal ferocity because they're possessed of misanthropy, a literal hatred for mankind. They hate man, meaning man and woman, who bear once again in our features the impress of our Creator. We're created in His image. We're given a status above the rest of creation. It's interesting, just I think a couple of days ago, there was an announcement from a group of scientists at Oxford of the discovery of a unique brain structure. I think it's called the front lateral pole. I can't remember where it's located, but I think it's somewhere in the back of the brain, is the best of my knowledge. I've only read a couple of articles about this. And it's, I think, about the size of a Brussels sprout is how it was described in the British press article I read. But this is a structure that they describe as the physical seat of what we call the conscience, because as the current best guess of the people involved in neurological research has led them to believe, this is a part of the brain that evaluates our actions on the basis of consequences and also evaluates several other alternate possible things that we could have done. And this compiles and assesses these choices on the basis of the alternatives that have been presented to us. They talk about how this seems to be something which is related to the function that human beings have for having a sense of regret over bad choices. In other words, what we call the conscience. And the interesting thing about this, leaving aside the fact, of course, I'm not a materialist. I don't believe that it's simply a matter of the brain being the equivalent of a box with wires inside it. There's something essentially us that transcends the mere physical. But leaving aside all of this for a second, what I find really interesting is the fact that as far as the people researching this have been able to tell, no other species, I use the term to include us, although I don't like doing so, no other species has that facility. That this is a unique characteristic of the human brain. It's not found in any other hominid. It's not found among chimpanzees. It's not found among monkeys. It's only found among humans. In other words, what sets us apart is the conscience. And the conscience, of course, has to do with the fact that we are beings invested with free will. We can understand, we can make moral decisions, we can choose how we're going to react in given circumstances, and we have to live with our choices. We have to evaluate the choices. I find that very fascinating because that underscores, illustrates once again, the fact that we're set apart from the rest of the orders of living beings on this planet. We are created above the apes and just a little below the angels, according to the psalmist. And so there are people who actively hate that about not merely the belief, but the practice of the belief that we are somehow set apart from the other orders of nature and want to drag us back into the morass of lesser orders and engage in conduct that negates or ignores this unique capacity that human beings have called the conscience. And so when I talk about a certain strain of progressives of this sort, when I talk about these deliberately, aggressively hostile and hateful people, it's not just that they hate Christians. Of course, we're told that we'd be hated. I mean, it's not a news bulletin. It's right there in the Gospels. Jesus said, you know, they will hate you, but they hated me first, and I'll hate you because they hate me. And, of course, the question that needs to be asked is, why would anybody hate Jesus? If you believe that he's a fictional character, why would you invest your time in hating him? People don't hate Darth Vader. No, Darth Vader, the villain of the Star Wars film, sort of an inverted theosophical burlesque of Jesus. I mean, it was deliberately created by George Lucas to be sort of an antichrist story, the story of Darth Vader. People are entertained by that fictional character. People who are entertained by fictional characters from the Harry Potter universe, they don't actively hate Voldemort from the Harry Potter series. They're entertained by him. But people hate Jesus. You know, the people who are organized and deliberately seeking to undermine and revile Christian culture, they hate Jesus. A really good example of that was a video that was released this week by the purported comedian Sarah Silverman, who's expansively intolerant of everybody, including many people on her side of the cultural divide. That's once again a very common thing that we're finding. But in which she supposedly had a visit from a being who was supposed to be Jesus Christ, who was foul-mouthed and profane, and who had no problem at all with any kind of sexual depravity, no problem at all with abortion. Now, the latter we know to be manifestly untrue. We know how Jesus dealt with children. We know that Jesus made it very clear that you don't shed innocent blood. That should be something about which we all agree, but that's, of course, something that the radical Marquis de Sade-inspired left does not agree with. They think that there is no such thing as innocent blood, and if it's innocent, who cares? The same people who were regaling themselves and luxuriating, in a sense, their debauchery on Sunday are the same people who consider Barack Obama to be something on the order of a savior. I mean, just a year or so ago, just before Mr. Obama's second inaugural, Jamie Foxx, an actor, very successful actor, an award ceremony, I think, for the Black Entertainment Television Awards, actually referred to President Obama as his Lord and Savior. He wasn't doing that simply because he knew that that would offend people who worship Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And he wasn't doing that simply because it'd get a rise out of the audience. I honestly think at some level he considers Barack Obama to be a demigod. And Barack Obama is somebody who has murdered thousands upon thousands of people. He's bloody-handed and impenitent about the murders that he's committed. He's pretty much of a piece. And a minute or two ago, I made reference to the Marquis de Sade, who's the unacknowledged founder of cultural leftism. There's a tremendously useful book that was written, I believe the first edition, 40 years ago or so, by the late Eric Ritter von Klenel-Levine, called Leftism. And he started with the Marquis de Sade, Dr. Levine, in, I think, 1990, did a revision of that book. But it all started with Marquis de Sade as the founder of cultural leftism. And if anybody has had time to dip a toe into the stagnant, fetid, feculent, scummy pond of de Sade thought, I've done that so other people don't have to. I do not want people to read the Marquis de Sade. There's nothing about it that is good or true or virtuous or that will do anything other than corrode your sensibility. But if you've ever read any of his writing, he's somebody who prefigures the modern left in every detail, not merely, of course, what he is most noted for, which is a type of a set of paraphilias that deal with pain and torture and the application of pain, and what's now called sadism, which is extracting erotic pleasure from inflicting pain on somebody else. And also, that's something that's going to be celebrated when this film adaptation of the immensely successful gentrified pornographic book, 50 Shades of Grey, is produced sometime in the next year or so. That's something, from what I understand. I've not read the book, not interested in reading it. I've read summaries of it. That's a modern, updated version of Juliet or some of the other lurid explorations of sexual depravity written by the Marquis de Sade. But embedded in all this is a political agenda that involves the systematic destruction of every impediment to the triumph of the total state. And it's important to recognize the Marquis de Sade was part of this ferment that led to the Jacobin Revolution in France in 1789. And he was one of the people who were sort of working the steamy underside of the so-called Enlightenment era. And, of course, you get the same thing in some of the writings of Voltaire. Rousseau was working a similar angle to Voltaire. The two didn't like each other very much. I think Voltaire once said to me, when he read Rousseau, he felt like going around on all fours, reverting to an animalistic state. That's pretty much what Rousseau had in mind. Diderot, some of the other encyclopedists, they were all trying to undermine what was the most formidable obstacle to the creation of this new political order, which was Christianity, particularly Roman Catholicism, but also they had no love at all for the Protestant variation of Christianity, the Reformed variation of Christianity. They had no tolerance for it, no sympathy for it. They wanted to destroy it. They wanted to destroy the family. And the Marquis de Sade systematized all of this. He wrote about taking children at a very young age, putting them into common schools that would be run by the government in order to destroy their connection to their parents and their connection to their ancestors, to make them into children of the state, to teach them to emancipate every carnal impulse, once again, as a way of advancing this project, and to make them into sensate creatures who are completely obsessed with the indulgence of appetite. He talked about the idea of encouraging homosexuality. He endorsed the practice of abortion, which, of course, is a perennially goes back millennia into the dim mist of antiquity. You can read about the widespread practice of abortion in pre-Hippocratic medicine in Will and Ariel Durant's History of Greece. You can actually read about the same practice in ancient Babylon. There's nothing new about this. I mean, it's basically the cult of Molech, where you destroy children in the name of an official religion that celebrates sexual depravity. That's what the worship of Molech was all about. I think last week the Grammy Awards was a modern updating of Molech worship, to be frank. The Marquis de Sade was a radical environmentalist. He talked about man being an affliction upon the face of the earth. And he finally said that he would take great satisfaction in seeing people murdered by the thousands or hundreds of thousands just because he'd come to hate other people so badly. And that's what happens when you indulge these appetites, when you make the satisfaction of your carnal impulses the measure of your life, the raison d'etre for your existence. You eventually come to hate yourself, and you come to hate mankind, because that's not what we were created to be. You know, we have this facility called the conscience. That's something, the existence of which has been underscored by these recent discoveries I referred to a few minutes ago. I'm not an epiphenomenalist. I don't believe that we're simply a manifestation of transitory electrical impulses within a soulless biological mechanism. But it strikes me as very interesting that science has confirmed that there is this structure in our brains, unique to us, in which I see, you know, the fingerprints of our creator, quite frankly, that is related to this thing called the conscience, you know, conscientia, the ability to think, the ability to reason, and the ability to exercise moral reason. That's what sets us apart from every other order of nature. And that's what's being abraded away energetically by people who want to reduce us to the level of being. You take a look at the ancient mystery religions of Egypt and Babylon. These were riotously religious societies. In Babylon, you literally had a household idol or a household deity on every street corner. You had deities that claimed the ability to prosper people in business or to advance the fortunes of people in war or other enterprises. None of them offered the promise of life after death, the redemption from sin, however. The same kind of thing happened in ancient Egypt, and I believe there are elements of that you can find in the ancient Greek religion as well. But they were all based on emancipating the basest appetites of humanity and enslaving people that way. It's been said, I believe, by Augustine, that a man has as many masters as he has vices. So while I'm one of these people who believe that we shouldn't punish vice as if it were a crime, we have to name it for what it is. We have to recognize what it does in terms of destroying our ability to behave as rational beings, morally rational beings. But that's a very important dimension of freedom, at least as important as the absence of restraints on the exercise of our ability to choose, the recognition that we have to train ourselves to choose what's right, to value what is right, to identify what is right and what is wrong. And if we've lost that capacity, then we're in the hands of people who want to reduce us to the level of animals and butcher us as they see fit. That, of course, is the perennial paradox of the human condition. There are those who want to exalt themselves above the rest of the herd and then treat us as if we were cattle or sheep or other beasts of the field. And, of course, some animals are more equal than others, as George Orwell would point out. So when we see spectacles like what happened with Grammy last week or the reaction to some of the things that were said in response to the State of the Union address, we're seeing, I think, the really old-time religion, the old Babylonian mystery religion. And the whole purpose of that religion, as its founder, Nimrod, said, was to destroy people's dependency on God and reduce them to dependency on himself, on the state that he created. That's where we stand here in the United States in the year of our Lord, 2014, where the former head of the KGB in Russia takes a look at the United States and says, you called us godless. Take a look at yourself today.
Well, William, before we go on, I want to get your information out so our listeners will know how to get in touch with you. How can people reach you? How can they get your writings? How can they support what you're doing?
I really appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still my blog, Pro Libertate. Just go to Google and type in William N. Grigg, and the first return should be Pro Libertate. William N. Grigg and Pro Libertate, some combination of those terms will get you there. The direct address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Freedom in our time is one word. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. I update it between once or twice a week. I've actually written 6 essays this month, month of January. And there's, at the bottom of every essay, a PayPal button for those who have access to PayPal and be interested in helping me out and helping my family out. We would really appreciate your kindness. It's the chief means I have for supporting my family. We've been very blessed for that. We're tremendously grateful. LewRockwell.com is another website I contribute to quite a bit. L-E-W and then Rockwell as Norman Rockwell, LewRockwell.com. And my radio program, Freedom Zealot Radio, is broadcast every Saturday night on the Liberty News Radio Network at LibertyRoundtable.com. Go to LibertyRoundtable.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there's a Listen Live button. It's on at 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. At LibertyRoundtable.com, it's called Freedom Zealot Radio every Saturday night, 8 o'clock Mountain Time.
And let me certainly encourage you to follow William and get his writings. And if you're in a position to help him financially, why, of course, Barbara and I support William because we think he does an outstanding job, but we hope that you will as well. Our guest this evening has been William Grigg, and basically we've been talking about what's the progressive depravity that we're seeing taking over our nation, and one day there's going to be, well, God is going to intervene.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan, and certainly I would once again remind you that the God who gave us life gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is God, liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Those are the words chiseled in the white marble of the Jefferson Memorial in Washington, D.C., and they are as true today as when they were placed there. Thomas Jefferson believed in God, and I think that towards the end of his life, he believed certainly in Jesus Christ. Whether he ever accepted the fact that he was divine, I don't know. But he did believe that we should be following the dictates and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Only God and Jesus Christ know what Jefferson's beliefs were at the time he passed and went to the next life. Under any circumstances, I think we should remember what he said. For indeed, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberty of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and his justice will not sleep forever. Well, this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us as we reach out 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. We're waking people up, and believe me, more people are waking up and becoming aware of what's going on. And I'm amazed, and I hear from people all over the country, indeed all over the world, listening and becoming educated. And if you'd like to join our effort, why, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get it certainly by, we can mail it to you, or we can send it to you by email. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and the newsletter. Or certainly you can simply donate to us, and this really helps, certainly, because it's expensive to send these things up. We do it in return, and many people simply just say, we get your newsletter off your website, and certainly we listen to your programs and record them, and certainly, but we want you to know that we support us, and fortunately, people are supporting us, and we're able to maintain our network in the afternoon, the evening, and the morning. All we do, actually, about four different networks every single day. And when you join the Radio Liberty family, you help us to reach out and touch people's lives. And believe me, we are touching people's lives. If you'd like to become part of us, again, our number 1-800-544-8927. We ask you to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Where you can watch our DVDs. You can certainly listen to our radio programs live or archived. You can read our newsletters. You can read our section on other items around the internet. And basically, we try to post something there almost on a daily basis that we think is worthwhile and interesting. And certainly, we don't necessarily always agree with everything we post. But we post it there because we think it'll give you some insight and understanding of the things that are going on in the world today. Well, we're entering into a very difficult period. We're entering into a difficult period financially. I do believe, of course, that the world economy is going to be contracting in the coming weeks and months, and that an awful lot of Americans are going to end up certainly losing their life savings, losing their pensions. And, of course, basically what we need to do is try to get people to prepare for the very real problems that lie ahead as suddenly the economy of our nation collapses, as suddenly our financial institutions are destroyed, and the value of our currency is undermined. So make your preparations accordingly. If you want to get more information, go to our website, get the DVDs we offer, the four CD sets, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But then if you're in a position, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. It is Friday. We do hope that you are